Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're so happy that Salema Guarani tries to restore some order from time to time when she joins us. Happio, HIPPIOH.com is a website. It's all about virtual meetings and online collaboration. I hope you'll check that out, and you'll be glad you did. She's an award-winning entrepreneur and an amazing global leader. Salema, thanks again for being here. You're in Silicon Valley. You're at Ground Zero, and that group, that industry, that those companies, a lot of those companies are very controversial these days. And that's just about as nice as I guess I can say it. You're right there where things are happening. If you could talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing that you can tell us about without I don't want you to tell us anything you'd have to kill us for, but what are you seeing that you can tell, you can share with us? What do you think?
Yeah, thank you. So I live in Palo Alto, right? I live, you know, my neighbor is Tim Cook and Marissa Mayer and Larry Page is down the road, right? So I really live in the heart of Palo Alto. How do I feel about being here? Listen, if I was a politician, where would you ask me to go if I want to change politics?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do I need to say more? If you want to change things, you have to be there, right?
Right.
And I will tell you what I see is coming out. First and foremost, for the next 20 years, I don't think any tech hub will be even close to being as Silicon Valley. Helsinki, Tel Aviv, Budapest, whatever, they're all amazing places. Austin, you know, but no one is even close to the money and the talent that
is
here.
And the power.
So Silicon Valley.
And the raw, and the,
it's here.
The multifaceted power. Information, content, connectivity, technology, artificial intelligence, political power, and money. No sector, no companies have ever had the multifaceted power that they have.
No, it is the place to be. And remember, I'm building a tech company that I want to scale and impact people's lives for the better.
Right.
I need to be here. There is, everything is here. So
how are you received there?
Coming out of
you've got a different attitude from a lot of those people. You're more of a real person. You're not. There's nothing plastic about you at all. How are you received out there?
Very well. First and foremost, I'm European, right?
Well, who wouldn't love you to start with? I mean, how could they not love you? I mean, come on.
I'm really perceived. I was welcomed very much indeed as a European, as a woman in tech. Women in tech are actually being acknowledged at quite a deal team right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel very included. And, you know, I managed to raise quite some money from here also. So it's not only talk, they actually also talk with their checks. So I see a lot of interesting companies coming out.
Can we prevent Silicon Valley from being a danger to liberty in America? Is that something that we can prevent, you think? Will our liberties prevail, or will Silicon Valley prevail?
I suggest people read your book, because there's always the greed, right? It's a human thing.
Yeah.
So I would say I cannot promise it, but what is happening right now is more and more companies coming out of Silicon Valley have a good purpose. But, you know, at some point when you reach scale and you might be the only or one of very few players in a market, it takes a lot of human capital not to start being greedy and wanting to stay in that position.
Yes.
So I think ethics is important, you know. But, you know, more and more companies hire, or they actually create positions for a manager of ethics in the companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that they have realized that they need better reputation, so to say.
I would like to see their definition of that. If you ever run across their the job description of that ethical person that they're going to hire. I'd love to see what that looks like. I'd like to know what their parameters are.
I actually want to highlight one company, and that is Salesforce. Mark Benioff has a director of ethics, and I actually think they're doing very well. I would highlight them.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'll look forward to getting more of those kinds of reports from you. And I'm so happy, folks. Let me tell you something. The world is fortunate that someone like Salema, with her values, is right in the middle of Silicon Valley and is a bright light in that force. Hey, Salema, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime. Thank you for inviting me, Jim.
You're always welcome here. Salema Guarani, ladies and gentlemen. Go to happio.com, happioh.com. Look up her name, too, and learn more about her. You'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.